This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well.
Yeah, me too. I was living well until my wife, she's 41, and I think her hormones are going wild, and I like try to talk to her, and she's snapping at me. Like the other day, I was doing the dishes, I did everything. I was, you know, and I was trying to help her take care of some of her stuff for her, and she was getting all snippety at me, and then she gets around her period, you know, it doesn't seem to be as bad, but it's still pretty bad, you know, and it's kind of hard to deal with.
And those hormones, or is that called being married?
That bladder flush, and I was wondering what the apple juice and, I forget what you said, but was that a fast when you did the bladder flush, or...
Well, it's not a bladder flush. It really helps clean out the digestive tracts. More of like yeast, that sort of thing can clear it out. Yeah, I mean, that can cause irritability. If you have an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, that's a possibility. But it might be hormone related. Does it happen right around her period or away from her period?
Yeah, it seems like it's right when you know, it's like a week or two. I know her period's coming because she's getting quite irritable, and you know, I can't hardly explain it, but it seems like when the period's coming up, it gets worse, and then
when
she gets on her period, it's not
it's like
as
World
bad,
War III.
But she still has some tendencies.
Yeah, a lot of times it could be hormone related, it could be progesterone. And it can be estrogen. Those levels can fluctuate. Obviously, that's what happens during that time. But it can also be dopamine levels in her brain that can be causing her to get a little grumpy, a little snappy. And dopamine is a brain chemical. It's one of our major neurochemicals or neurotransmitters. And when dopamine gets low, it's easy to get agitated. And this happens a lot with men. But it also happens with women. So when dopamine levels drop, I mean, it can cause massive irritability. It can cause, with dopamine levels, tyrosine is a big one. Phenylalanine is another one. And pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, it's a version of vitamin B6. So just a couple things to look into as you're going along the way. Keep me posted. I know it's frustrating, and yeah, she is getting into that time a little early. For any kind of menopausal issues, probably more of a shift in her hormones just a little bit, or could be dietary related, or could be probably dopamine related too. A lot of times it's not really looked at. But hey, real quick question. Is she taking any medicine at all by chance?
Is she taking any medicine?
Nothing? So nothing for depression or anything?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
But you know, it seems like when the incidents take place, you know, it's her facts are even off. It's not even accurate to what the real deal is, and it's, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of like looking at her, kind of funny, like thinking, gee, so, you know, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, I'm thinking this, I'm doing that or whatever, and there's just like this other thing going on here that I don't know nothing about, you know, and I'm sitting there, I don't know how to deal with it really, Doc. but
I would just look into it. It's probably the dopamine levels. I'd get some blood tests done or urine tests. That you go to your doctor and they can run either one. There's a really good company called Natural Care Network, and they do nutritional blood analysis. Now that might be something to think about too, because it can really connect the dots. And when you get down and figure out what is it the hormones? Is it are the highs and the lows? Is it brain chemistry? They'll be able to figure that out. And your doctor can run some traditional tests, but a lot of physicians don't really run more nutritional testing to get that figured out. It's more specialized. But just something to think about. I would definitely look into that and then come up with a game plan from there. Okay, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And, of course, do anything we can to answer in private if you need to. But we'd be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, you've been emailing us about it. You've been talking to us about it. We have it. The network is in place. And, people, it's growing. All over the country, it's growing. And we've got providers that are jumping on board. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care, being able to serve you in all of those ways, along with your primary care physician. It's just amazing to watch how these folks are coming together. Jerry, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asik, nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
I just got back from a restaurant and had some goat cheese on my sandwich, and I was telling the waitress how great goat milk and goat cheese is. I learned that from you. So
nice. You're welcome.
I'm into it now. But, I went and got my physical in early December, and I got a tetanus shot. I wasn't sure if I was due, but I think I was pretty close to due, so I went ahead and got it. I got this pain in my arm right about the same place where I got the tetanus shot. And I called the doctor about it, and he said, yeah, sometimes your arm will hurt for a long time afterwards, but I should have called him back. I didn't know, is it going to go away ever, or am I going to have it for the rest of my life, or what?
Yeah, it's going to go away. It will. Just sometimes after the tetanus shot, you can have some of that residual, and it can hurt for a while. So it will eventually go away. Technically, it's nothing I would really be too concerned about. I'd give it a little bit more time, but I definitely wouldn't know. Now I'm telling you this: I would definitely go back to your doctor and talk to them. Those are my thoughts from my experience, but you still always want to get the final say from the one that's overseeing your care, period. So you want to go back in and double check? I would, just because I can't be there and see it, look at it, feel it. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have somebody do that, and especially someone that may have administered the shot. That's your best bet, is to go back in there. But that's what I would do. Kudos on the goat cheese. I'm a big fan myself. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You want to give us a call? Be able to take your call right now. Questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from St. Clement. It says, if you do not hope, you will not find what is beyond your hopes. Think about that. Hope is some of the best medicine we have. And while someone would never use it and someone would lose it, I just don't get it. Don't understand that. Lynn in Oxford, Mississippi says, how should I be treating tendonitis? Well, tendonitis is an itis. Remember, anytime it's an itis, you got inflammation. So inflammation, any kind of inflammatory condition, you want to eat foods that lower inflammation in the body. That's the first thing, very important. And then also, there's supplements that can also help, such as fish oil, cod liver oil, good DHA oil can be beneficial. And also, there's some anti-inflammatory products as well. White willow bark can be very helpful, which, of course, can help lower inflammation. Conjugated linoleic acid can help do this as well. And then, of course, you've got ginger root, which is phenomenal in any kind of inflammatory condition. And also golden seal, both of those, or all of those. So a couple of things to think about. But tendonitis in general, you want to help with the inside. Outside, of course, using ice. And probably want to stay clear of the regular anti-inflammatories, especially overusing them. Work with your doc on that.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Call now, 888-283-7272. 7272. That's 888-283-7272. It can help you online.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infants under 6 months who use antibiotics may have weight problems throughout childhood, they say. So could giving your baby antibiotics lead to childhood filled with weight problems? A new study by the NYU Langone School of Medicine. Researchers found that some children who used antibiotics tended to weigh more for their height than children who didn't take the medication. In particular, the children who took the drugs between birth to 5 months of age had 22% higher chance of being overweight by the time they were 38 months. So we typically consider obesity an epidemic grounded in unhealthy diet and exercise, yet increasing studies suggest that it's a little more complicated. So Dr. Leonardo Trasande, who's an associate professor of pediatrics in environmental medicine at NYU, said in the press release, for the study, the researchers looked at 11,000 children in the UK who had used antibiotics as a child. The children were part of the long-term study in the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children. It says the participant pool was separated into three categories, those who use antibiotics from birth to 5 months, from 6 to 14 months, and from 15 to 23 months, and weights were recorded. Well, what they found is, and this was all recorded in the Journal of Obesity, for many years now, farmers have known that antibiotics are great at producing heavier cows for the market. Dr. Jan Bluntstein, who's a professor of population health and medicine at NYU School of Medicine, said in the press release, while we need more research to confirm our findings, this carefully conducted study suggests that antibiotics may influence weight gain in humans and especially in children too. Physicians said the study may help warn doctors who are quick to prescribe antibiotics or too quick to do that. I think that generally antibiotics are quite frequent overused by practitioners to treat viral infections, said Dr. Richard Deckelbaum, who's a professor of nutrition, pediatrics, and epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center. I think the practitioners, he said, have to be aware of these findings. It's faster to write a prescription rather than to wait through a viral infection. I completely agree with that. It's another cautionary paper about not overusing antibiotics in young children. And antibiotic overuse has been concerned by many officials, including the World Health Organization. Director Dr. Margaret Chan said that in statements she made in a conference, combating antimicrobial resistance is time for action. This was in March of 2012. She warned that because of drug-resistant pathogens, that things as common as strep throat or a child's scratched knee could once begin to kill again. It's interesting because we do. I mean, in medicine, antibiotics are well overused. We know that. It's very common now that that happens. And, you know, letting the body use its own immune system, because we have a pretty amazing immune system, and a child's immune system is phenomenal at their age. And it's unbelievable. And so I really think that pediatricians specifically need to be cautious and read these studies and understand that and use their sound judgment, and even with adults, not to be so quick to do that. So just something to think about. Interesting study, though, for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, too, at getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Betsy now. Hi, Betsy.
Static. Oh, there's some. Are you there? Are you with me?
I can hear you. There's a lot of static.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to have to hang on. There was an issue there. I apologize, Betsy, with the phone. Let's go to Don right now. Hi, Don.
Yes, Doctor. 2 years ago, at age 63, my wife went to her family doctor with a UTI. Without ordering a urine culture,
the doctor prescribed
Levaquine 250 milligrams for 10 days. The poor thing had an allergic reaction to it. As you know, Levaquine is sister to Cipro. She was hospitalized, all kinds of IVs and everything else. A nephrologist went to see her. The nephrologist couldn't figure out why, without a history of kidney disease, all of a sudden her kidneys were operating at a minimum level. Anyways, she got released out of the hospital upon my request. I took her to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Mayo Clinic in Rochester made a biopsy of her kidneys. They established that biopsy indicated the allergic reaction to Levaquin ruined her kidneys. The poor thing, anyhow, right now is 65, operating with 30% of kidney power. She was administered some prednisone. That didn't really do much. So right now she's suffering from interstitial nephritis. My question to you is, giving you the background, she's 65, 30% operating at kidney level. I'm worried that if she keeps it up like this, she might end up being a dialysis case. What can we do to perhaps reverse a little bit her kidney damage, interstitial nephritis, and get her kidneys a little bit working back a little bit higher, you know, higher than 30% power?
Well, that's a tough one, because the kidneys a lot of times can be a big challenge. And the old adage is in medicine for sure is that once the kidneys begin to fail, that it's kind of a slow downhill battle. And I don't want that to be discouraging. That's just what a lot of the literature says in the research. Now, can the body change? Well, yeah, absolutely. And is there hope? Well, absolutely. You know, of course there is. And I don't ever want to say that, but you, with your doctors and the nephrologists and the folks that you have on the team there, it sounds like that they're, you know, following all the protocols, which, you know, when you're dealing with kidneys, it's a real, real challenge. Nutrition is really important. Watch the protein. I'm sure they're helping you with that. Be careful in the fluid intake, because you, again, you've got to be gentle with the kidneys, especially when it gets down to like 30%. But in more of the natural world, juniper berries have been shown to be good foods that can support kidney function, cayenne pepper as well. And, you know, so do some research on that. Go, you know, look it up and talk with a nephrologist. They may not know about it, but maybe if you can bring some material to them, they can kind of work with you and come up with a good game plan. But those two things definitely have had some promise. Are they miracles? No. There's only one miracle maker. But at the end of the day, if you can do some things nutritionally to the body, support it, and create new healthy habits, that's only going to help. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is get that research and get that team on, involved, and you bring it to them. And then that way, maybe they can learn some new things and help the one you love.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show to take you from the next or to the next level with your health. So what are you struggling with? We can talk about it. If you've been dealing with some tough health challenges and don't know where to turn, just realize that your body can change, but you have to be willing to. And it's a big take responsibility kind of message, because you know, if you've gained a lot of weight, or if you've taken 8 different medications, or you really don't know where to turn, it's okay. You know, it's not, no one's pointing a finger and saying you're a bad person. It's just that maybe the choices that you've made haven't been the best over the years, and that's okay. I mean, it's okay to learn new choices. And then we can kind of take you by the hand and show you ways to go to the next level, because you can transform. Literally, you can go from where you are to where you need to be, but you have to want it. It's about deciding that you want to get well and living a good life. You can make the decision. So eating healthy and following these kind of principles, exercising, drinking plenty of water, getting the kind of rest, avoiding stress, and all these basic lifestyle principles that we talk about over and over again. That it's about coming up with the want to. And I think that's the toughest part for people, is coming up with that want to, that you're ready to go to the next level and get well. And that's what we want to help you do here on the show. We're going to kick it off now with Heather. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Better than yesterday. What's cooking?
Well, I have a question for you. I have a 7-year-old son, and we've not had him officially diagnosed, but my husband and I are fairly certain that he has ADHD. He exhibits pretty much all of the symptoms. I am definitely more into the natural health route, and so we are, we have started the Feingold diet. And I wanted to get your opinion on that, and if you knew...
Have you done that yet? Have you removed gluten out for at least 4 weeks total?
We haven't done gluten. We've done before a couple of herbal supplements, and in combination with that, we removed artificial sweeteners and artificial colors. And I felt like the Feingold diet took that one step further with removing the berries and the tomatoes and the... salicylates, or however it is that you pronounce that. But
yeah, you did fine. So but yeah, the gluten's a big one. It is. And then the other piece that is kind of the piece of the puzzle when you're dealing with ADHD is you've got acetylcholine, which is the number one neurobrain chemical or neurotransmitter that we have. And when acetylcholine levels get low, then we lose our ability, our cognitive function declines, like our ability to focus, frontal lobe of the brain doesn't work as effectively, and also dopamine can play a role in that too. So, you know, nutritionally, you can work on building neurotransmitters up, and many times that can help. Because like the Focalin and the Ritalin and the Adderall, those drugs being more of an upper, they stimulate that part of the brain, and you know, that's why they work. But again, I know you're not really wanting to go down that route. So you haven't gone to the doctors yet, like you said. There's no formal diagnosis. So you haven't gone to the pediatrician and said, here's the deal, because you don't want them to say, well, here's the deal. You're going to have to take this, right?
We've been approached by his teachers before, though, and I know technically or legally, whatever it is, they can't say, your kid has ADHD.
Right.
Take him to the doctor and put him on medicine. But in every roundabout way that she possibly could, she said that to us. And even before he started school, I mean, from 4 and 5 years old, he's always exhibited the same symptoms. You know, inability to concentrate. He's very, very impulsive. He doesn't really pay attention to things that are dangerous to other people or himself. If you have a checklist of ADHD in front of you, you can check them all off, and he has all of those things.
I get it. Have you found a doctor in your area that is open to more natural methods? Because, you know, there's the whole battle of standard of care, and pediatricians have to kind of go with that. But sometimes people are out of the box, and they kind of walk to the beat of their own drum. Have you found anyone like that?
You know, I've been doing some research on that, and it's really, really hard to find somebody. I even heard you recommend a website the other day for holistic practitioners and talking about like regular MDs who have also studied the holistic medicine.
Right.
And I went to that website, and there was nobody in Alabama, period, which is where I am.
Okay.
Now, there is one naturopath in my sort of local area.
Uh-huh.
I called them and talked to them, and the way that they seemed to talk about it was that he focused more on like the musculoskeletal, kind of like a chiropractor.
Right.
We also work with a chiropractor.
That's good.
So, you know, I mean, that obviously hasn't made a huge difference or anything, but
wonderful.
We do.
You're looking at every angle, though, and that's important.
Trying to.
Yeah, you got. I mean, the nervous system's important too. So, yeah, it's good that you're doing that.
Are there any supplements beyond like we do a traditional multivitamin? We do an omega-3 with him. We do vitamin C for his immune system. And those are like the standard vitamins that he gets on a daily basis. So are there any, you know, vitamins or supplements like that that would help with the things that you said he might be lacking in?
Yeah, I'll tell you some foods that are really helpful that we know for sure. Believe it or not, dark chocolate's really good, and it helps raise dopamine levels. And I'm assuming he doesn't have any caffeine, really, in his diet, right? Sounds like no. Okay. Because that can cut dopamine levels, and that can cause potential issues with focusing, believe it or not. Caffeine can be good on the short end, and it almost acts like one of those drugs, believe it or not. It actually is in close to the same category and can do some of the same things, but it's not really going to help for the long term, because you can once you kind of come off that, it makes things worse, and it makes dopamine levels go down. So anyway, there's certain supplements out there that can be helpful, but the foods that are really good are whole eggs are very good because they help raise acetylcholine levels. The yolk actually has the acetylcholine in it and helps raise that in the brain. Vitamin B6 pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a version of that, has been known to be helpful too. But, you know, these are supplements I would do some research on yourself and then make your own decisions or get with their doctor. I mean, if you don't have a pediatrician that really can get on board, I would do, I know it's kind of tough to find them. There are some out there. It seems like, and I don't have the exact name right in front of me, but it's like the American Holistic Pediatric Association or something like that. But I would look that up online, see if they have anyone at least near your area. I'm thinking in Alabama, there's got to be someone, at least in the Birmingham area. But yeah, someone that can at least, this is what I really like more than anything, is a doctor that has the ability to, of course, you know, we know standard of care, right? That's just, we do that, the doctors do that all day long. But they're open for you to bring things to them, and they have know enough about physiology that literally they could look at what you're asking, even if they had to do a day worth of research and look a couple things up. But they can put two and two together in their own mind and tell you if that makes sense or not. And that's what you need. You know, you need someone that if it makes sense to you, that's great. But let it make sense to someone that really has that in-depth knowledge of the physiology of the body. So look that up. I just don't know the name off the top of my head, but it's something like that. But that can make a big, big difference. The supplements can help. Fish oil, like cod liver oil, anything to stimulate brain function, all of those are very, very helpful. I will tell you that diet plays a big, big role with ADHD. And, you know, it's something that you definitely want to research. So the diet that you're talking about, it's not bad. But I think you definitely need to keep looking a little bit more. And don't be scared to kind of change things up. I mean, you're mom, so you control all the food pretty much. So, you know, to look into that and just notice. You'll notice the changes. A lot of times gluten is the key. And dairy sometimes is an issue for kids. And the focusing. Have you taken dairy out ever for a long period of time?
I'm sorry?
Have you taken dairy out for a long period of time ever?
No, we have not. They're huge on cheese and yogurt. We don't do milk so much unless it's occasionally with a bowl of cereal. But no, we haven't taken dairy out.
Yeah, you might want to play around with those and just see. I mean, again, you want to let your pediatrician know all that, but it's pretty simple. I mean, you're not doing anything major, except, you know, removing some of the foods from his diet. You're feeding him probably a good diet anyway, sounds like. If you're this involved, I guarantee you're all over the details. So I would do that. But, you know, the supplements that I talked about, vitamin D is another one. But look up acetylcholine and look up dopamine. Those are the two brain chemicals that are that are kind of involved in ADHD. And when you support foods that support those neurotransmitters, you're only helping the body. And, you know, that's, especially when they're young like that, you know, food matters. Food matters to adults too, but I mean, it really does. It can make a big difference in the body. And you just talk to, again, run it by at least your pediatrician and just see, because if you bring some articles to them, many times doctors will appreciate that. You want to think they get annoyed because they don't have enough time to spend with you, but ask them to look at it. If they don't look at it and they're not willing to look at it for you, find another doctor. And that's just my 2 cents, just because they should, and they need to, because they're experts. I mean, that's why we go to school forever. And they need to be able to entertain a mother that's concerned and wants options for a kid. So I think it's cool what you're doing. Just keep doing the research on that. And to answer your question about the diet you're doing is fine, but you might want to look into eliminating some foods too and see and make notes on that and see what happens, and then take that to the pediatrician and let them know what you saw. And then maybe you guys can kind of huddle up and come up with a game plan. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Brian in Jackson, Mississippi writes, what is a good food for the best colon health? The fermented foods, Brian, are the best. So your fermented vegetables like kimchi, you've got your fermented dairy products like goat's milk yogurt. Kefir is really good. And, I mean, those are unbelievable. But I'll tell you, making sure that you get plenty of good probiotics on a regular basis to get that good bacteria going in the colon, it's phenomenal. It's great for overall immune system health and elimination. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. It is. You know that? The body doesn't change unless your mind's willing to change. Change your habits, and then your body will follow in kind. Now, at a Facebook question, Carol in Biloxi, Mississippi says, my doctor says my triglycerides are a little high, doesn't want to put me on the meds yet. What are some good tips to avoid the medication altogether? Well, you never want to avoid medication if your doctor wants you to do it. Okay, so I know it's your personal decision, but I'm definitely not one to tell you to do that, because, I mean, if he wants you on it, then, you know, his professional opinion and what he's doing with you matters. So always want to be respectful of that. And a lot of people get into that big back and forth. I don't think it's wise. All right. So you want to do things naturally. I think my thought is you always want to take it to them and explain it to them, just because you want to be respectful. I mean, they're doing their best to help you. So you want to do that. So triglycerides really comes down to diet. You want to cut out a lot of the foods that are a little challenging. Like, you know, obviously the processed foods, processed carbohydrates are a big deal. The saturated fats, which you don't really need. You need a little bit, but not a whole lot. So cutting out the saturated fats and the processed carbohydrates, that's a huge deal right there, especially when you're eating those together. And so if you eat a big, let's just say you eat a big TV dinner, right? It's got, who knows, 80 grams of processed carbs. And you look at the ingredients, and the ingredients are like 4 paragraphs long. And, you know, of course, it's got tons of sugar in it. And the fat is just nothing but saturated fat and junk. No omega-3s, no fish oils, none of that. No omega-6s, and it's just a big mess. You eat that enough, and that's going to raise your triglycerides up. Really will. Plus sugary drinks, fruit juices, all those kind of things can raise triglycerides as well. So you do that, and it's not just doing it one meal. So I'm a moderation guy for sure, but it's doing it over and over and over again and having consistent habits that lead toward that. So there is a vitamin that we get real deficient in that is known to help triglycerides, and that's vitamin B5 or pantothene. The pantothene is really good at supporting the body and helping when you've got high triglycerides. So something to think about, really. And so when our stress levels get elevated, then we start dealing with high cortisol levels. High cortisol demands a lot of vitamin B5, which a lot of us aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables anyway. So we have a tough time getting it. So the little that we do have, the adrenal glands suck all that up through all the stress, and then we get deficient in it, and there you go. So with a poor diet, low B5, you know, triglycerides go through the roof. Great diet, tons of B5. You can see some pretty adaptive changes happen in the body. It's the diet more than anything, really. So once you get those changed, then that can make a big difference. So if your doctor's talking medicine, just ask he or she that, or just tell them, say, hey, look, I'm willing to change my diet radically. Will you monitor me? And do we have to do the medicine right now, or can I kind of go for it on my own with some major dietary changes, and then you monitor me in 8 or 12 weeks? Most of them are pretty cool, and they'll kind of go with that. Because there's not a doctor out there that, if you're motivated, doesn't want to see you succeed and really kind of go to the next level with your dietary changes. I mean, they all want to see that. So just a couple of things to think about on that. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Of course, that's the website. Check us out anytime there, and all the social media there is as well. You can sign up and join us on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll keep you posted on everything going on. Or if you want to fire me a tweet, or also hit me on Facebook, we can make it part of the show. All right, let's go to Lana. Hi, Lana.
I have a son. He's got immune deficiency. He's 49 years old, and his heels are hurting him terribly. and in his above his belt in the center over to the left a little where his stomach area is, about an inch above his navel.
Well, I would first thing I would do is, if it's an inch above his navel and he's having some pains there, it could be a hernia. It's very possible, and it also could be, there's a lot of could be's. He could be having some issues, of course, with his digestive tract. I would just go and have him see the doctor and let them, you know, just go to your family physician, tell them some of the symptoms. And if he's having just more stomach pains, then he might want to do some form of elimination diet and cut some foods out, cut the processed foods out, dairy products out for a while, and go really, really kind of low-key and see if the pains begin to go away. Now, they may suggest that, but you definitely want to get that ruled out and go see a doctor, make sure they kind of check it all and do the testing and make sure, double sure, that everything's okay. And then, if you want to, a good place to go, because a lot of docs really don't get into the whole diet thing. They just don't. We're not trained that well in it. But dietitians or registered dietitians, RDs, really are. They do a great job. So you might want to go in and chat with one of those folks and get them to come up with a good solid game plan, because we got some weird stomach pain, don't really know where it came from, and the doctors say everything's clear, and you've probably got some food sensitivities, maybe even food allergies that are causing some of those pains. Pretty easy to take care of at that point, so it's not a big overall stressor, but yeah, I would definitely get that looked at. And when you got something weird that pops up, it's always good to have a professional opinion, someone that really, really knows what they're talking about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to, let's see who we got. Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Would you comment on mangosteen juice versus noni juice?
Mangosteen versus noni juice. Here's the deal. A lot of people want the silver bullet. I mean, are the products good? They're both good. Are they the wonder liquid that's going to transform your body and remove all the disease and make you healthier than ever? Absolutely not. Are they a good adjunct to a healthy diet, an anti-inflammatory diet, and taking supplements that replace deficiencies? Sure, it's not going to hurt anything. But just don't look at a lot of these supplements to be the wonder cure of everything, even with the claims that are made. Are the claims true? Probably. There's some probably truth in some of those. But at the end of the day, nothing's a silver bullet from hard work and good routines and good lifestyle choices. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.